Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're going to address a situation where an employee misses a meeting due to a migraine. Mm. And she apologizes to her boss and coworkers about it, but then she still worries whether she did the right thing. Mm-hmm. And after we answer her question, we're going to come back and talk about the opposite kind of an employee, the one who has no problem missing work and feels no sense of responsibility towards others.
I love it.
Which there's more of that than her question.
Well, that's what's interesting. We'll address two ends of the responsibility spectrum, right? Mm-hmm. I always find it fascinating that the most responsible people feel the most guilt when they fall short, even just a little bit at work.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's what I think is happening with this question. Mm-hmm. So can you read our question, Logan?
I sure can. I woke up with a migraine the other day, but went to work anyway. I've been quite stressed at work recently, and I know that's what's triggered the migraine. Once at work, I completely forgot about a weekly 12:30 meeting. When I realized I'd missed it, I immediately went to my boss and explained what happened. He was concerned for me and called his personal massage therapist to take a look at me. Despite this extremely kind gesture, I still felt embarrassed about missing the meeting, so I sent out a brief email explaining what happened to my colleagues. A few replied back with kind words and said I didn't miss anything. Did I handle this correctly? Is there something I should have done differently? Am I being too hard on myself?
Yes.
Yes.
You're being way too hard on yourself. You handled it really well.
Yeah.
I mean, I get optical migraines, and I know that I'm not that good for a meet. I mean, something.
Yeah. It can be really debilitating.
Yes.
Migraines.
So. Yes, you did everything correct. What were you?
Yeah, I think what's interesting about this is obviously a person who takes extreme levels of responsibility, mm-hmm. right? And what's curious to me is I wonder if her migraines, part of the migraines is maybe all the pressure that she puts on herself to do it perfectly, because she went above and beyond in terms of going to the boss, going to her coworkers, receiving a massage therapist, and that being examined, and then she got the news that there were kind words, and she didn't miss anything. Mm-hmm. So and that happens when you're super, super, super responsible. You're also maybe a little too hard on yourself when you have a failing.
Absolutely, I think that's what's happening. I mean,
yeah.
She's the kind of person who has so much self-responsibility.
Yes.
You know, feels she has to show up and she has to be there, and she, and you know, can't be human.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In a way, you know.
Right.
Yeah, you got to chillax.
I never thought I would hear Kathy say chillax. That's great.
I think it fits you very well. Chillax is good. So, yes. I agree. So we would talk about this. I mean, I think it could be interesting even to take an inventory of the situation, like what actually happened here, and see if you can learn to reframe situations where maybe you can't do it all perfectly 100% so that it's not so stressful.
Right.
I mean, it's stressful enough to have a migraine and then to kind of give yourself a hard time for missing something. I don't know.
Yeah, but now's the time, I think, now that you've reached out and asked this question, now's the time to really assess why are you so stressed at work.
Right.
Right.
Is exactly.
It because you're taking so much responsibility for what may not be all your responsibility.
Exactly.
And, you know, I think it's terrific, and you probably will always be employed because you're somebody who takes their job so seriously and you're highly responsible. But then there's the side of it where you burn yourself out.
Right, that you're not having a very good time right now, probably at work. I mean, starting out with being, I've been very stressed at work, and that happens where we have higher and lower stress levels. But I'm with you, Kathy, and I noticed that I mean, this is, I often talk to my clients about this, that generally speaking, there are people who take 95% of the responsibility for what happens, mm-hmm. and then there are people who take 5% of the responsibility mm-hmm. for what happens.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if you're in the 95th percentile, then part of your journey, and honestly, part of your development, is to be able to get better at making the distribution closer to 50-50. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, we're not suggesting, if you're listening, that you become a slacker.
No.
And,
right.
you know, we're just saying a couple of decimal points,
right.
you know, away from, if you're under a lot of stress and you get a migraine,
yeah.
your body is telling you something. It's telling mm-hmm. yourself
yeah.
that it needs a day to just chill.
Yeah.
So this is something that you have to work on. And
yeah.
I think a lot of people that are highly responsible, you know, what I see these people do is they never take a vacation.
Yeah,
right.
And then they become more stressed because really a vacation is supposed to refresh you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So ask yourself that question also. When was the last time you refreshed?
Yeah.
And I think sometimes when you step away and you do get that time to have some distance and refresh, you see, oh, wait a minute,
right.
I had a little too much on my shoulders there.
Perspective.
You don't own the company.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good point. And even prior to taking a vacation, after work, do you give yourself time to decompress,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
right, to whether it's maybe physical exercise or spend time with friends or do something that's just not responsible, that's not about productivity, that's not about fulfilling whatever it is you think your obligations are.
Right.
I think it's lovely that her boss, you know, because it's so unusual that she's sick, that her boss wanted to be there for her. She should take that as a compliment.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And an indication that he knows or she knows that you're somebody who shows up.
Right.
Right.
And is always present. So it's okay to, you know, have a day where you're human.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking it's so interesting. And now that I'm older and I make mistakes all the time, I screw up all the time, as we know, and I'm in a kinder environment. But I remember being like this, not probably as well disciplined as she is, but I remember just being feeling such pressure and feeling like I need to do it perfectly.
Yeah, I used mm-hmm. to have
and
that
if
too.
I make a mistake, it's the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the part of the challenge is you don't, it's one thing, you're going to make mistakes. Kathy, you always say this, if you don't make mistakes, you're not doing anything, you're not learning,
mm-hmm.
right? So you're going to make mistakes, you will miss a meeting on occasion, and part of the process is once you make the mistake, not to run it and rerun it through your mind and your body over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard. It's like something that you have to learn, really, to let go after you make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Or in this case, after she missed a meeting.
Oh, well, she perceived that she made a mistake.
Yeah.
By
right.
having a bad day.
Exactly.
Right.
Which is unfair to yourself. I just think she's super, super hard on herself.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't sound like it's coming from an external force. It sounds like it's really an internal force.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that is something that you have to work on.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that's why I say the chillax thing, because you have to really be kinder to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's funny is when you say to someone like this, you've got to work on it, then mm-hmm. they can be harder on themselves. I mean, this is just my experience
like
with certain
homework,
clients.
Right?
Yeah.
Like go home and do the research how I can.
Well, when I work with someone who takes this much responsibility and puts this much pressure on themselves, mm-hmm. whatever exercise I give, I say, you're going to play with this. You're not going to work with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the tendency mm-hmm. is just to take another thing and hit yourself over the head with it, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Pressure
right.
yourself to do it right. And really, what we're speaking about is that, so you are someone who strives for excellence, and now we want you to take some time to learn how to decompress and take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. You know, I was sort of brought up to be that way. She may have also been brought up that way.
Mm-hmm.
There was very little room in my family to make a mistake, even in a sentence. Like,
yeah.
So much pressure. So when I left that family, you know, moved on, it always amazed me how some people were really kind of, I don't know, lazy and funny, and mm-hmm. they didn't have that kind of sense of you have to be right, you have to really be on top of your game.
Yeah.
And yet they did well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I like to have some people around me like that to remind me.
Yes.
All the time, so that, you know, so I can strike a balance with that.
Yeah. That's a great point.
Yeah, so she needs to strike more of a balance with herself, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I like that idea of also looking for role models, mm-hmm. in a way. Look at people who are successful who aren't that hard on themselves, mm-hmm. perhaps. Mm-hmm. And who are able to make mistakes or miss a meeting and forgive themselves, basically.
Right. So I have this girlfriend. She always is the last person on an airplane. And, you know, I have to be there, whatever they suggest, I'm there even before then. Because, I don't want to miss the plane.
Right.
And I just don't want to be under that stress.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm always early for everything. And she's never early for anything. She's always really, really late. Mm-hmm. I like to spend time with her sometimes just to remind me to, like, let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That things work out for her.
Well, they don't always, but they don't. But not as you would be surprised how many times it does work out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, she wants to be the last person on the plane because then you get whatever seat is left. Sometimes there's good seats left. She's got it all worked out.
She's got a whole system.
She has a whole system for getting through life.
Yeah.
And I could not live that way. It would really make me crazy.
Yeah.
But she reminds me to... you know, stop being the perfectionist.
Right.
To chill.
Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah.
So if you are a perfectionist.
Is this a perfectionist? Is that what this is?
I think chances are, and we're not putting big labels here, but chances are that you may have some perfectionist tendencies. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's because, and part of that is just in the fact that it's so hard for you. Everyone's told you it's fine. In fact, they've expressed their concern and sent help to you, mm-hmm. based on your condition. So that's telling us that it's hard for you to give yourself permission that this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It wasn't perfect. You weren't perfect. I mean, you went to work, which is probably part of what you were saying to yourself is you got to go anyway.
I mean, I feel like she doesn't want to let anybody down. I feel like that's what's underneath that.
Yeah.
I don't want to disappoint anyone. I don't want anyone to have to, you know, pick up the pieces from me. That's what I'm sort of hearing.
Right. Well, what I would say just psychologically, a lot of times if you have incredible pressure and fear of disappointing others, it's often interesting to ask yourself, what will happen? Mm-hmm. If I disappoint, mm-hmm. right? And so will everyone hate me? Will I have ruined the day? I mean, what mm-hmm. is the impact on that? And if you dig a little bit, what you find out is instead of them thinking that they did something wrong, they really feel that something is wrong with me, fundamentally mm-hmm. wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's usually behind every perfectionist is that fear that I'm defective.
Right.
So... I didn't mean to go that deep, but anyway. That's what I've learned in my studies and working with people. So,
you know, I feel like this is really deep for her because, you know, to reach out to professionals when she just had a headache and missed the meeting, I mean, this is very serious for her.
Yeah.
And I relate to it earlier in my career.
Right. Yeah. Well, and we wanted to air this question because we know that this person is not alone.
There are
both men and women who probably hold themselves to the same high standards.
Right.
And then if something goes wrong, like you miss a meeting or you miss a plane or you know, a package doesn't arrive, whatever it is, you then suffer for mm-hmm. long periods of time over just the fact that it didn't go right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. So let's talk about the person who has a lot of sick days. Or they have a lot of
a euphemism?
A lot of personal days.
Many issues
to deal
with.
They're out a lot. They're late. Yeah. They're, you know, just out a lot.
Mm-hmm. We, in working with you, it's killing me, Logan. We called this employee for managers is the MIA.
Missing in action.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And usually they're missing on the most crucial days, mm-hmm. you know, when you really need someone to show up, when you've got a major meeting, when you have an important situation or presentation.
You can't count on them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I once knew someone, actually we used to share a space with somebody, and she had an employee who, for some reason her flight was always canceled whenever she was due back.
Yeah, so she'd go on the business trip but never get back to the office.
She'd come back a couple of days wow. late all the time. And, you know, that you can pull that once,
sure.
maybe
yeah.
twice,
yeah.
but, you know, as people that do travel, that doesn't happen that often.
Yeah.
Where was she traveling to? Unless it's like, you know.
New York.
Okay.
Not only that, but I think she had an aunt who died several times. Or
oh, yeah, she probably had something like
goodness.
That. Yeah. So there's, you know, we all know those people. They usually get fired for it eventually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They get caught,
mm-hmm.
Unless they're super super valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I know that in you know my coaching practice, many times I have to talk to those kind of people and get them to see that you know they have a responsibility.
Are they able to see it,
Kathy? They of course, and then they get better for a couple of weeks, and then they go right back. It's not never. I've never seen anyone permanently change it.
Wow!
Wow!
That's a big statement.
Well, and this goes mm-hmm. back to what we were talking about before, that this kind of individual usually takes very little responsibility,
mm-hmm.
right, and
mm-hmm.
tends to see him or herself as a victim, victimized by circumstances or blaming other people or things for what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So while they may be able to take responsibility momentarily mm-hmm. or for, as you're describing, a couple of weeks, ultimately they go back to the same default setting.
Yeah, my sense is that they don't really have empathy for what the other people around them are going through. They don't
yeah.
feel a sense
mm-hmm.
of responsibility towards them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the questioner earlier on in the podcast
mm-hmm.
has so much respect for other people.
Right.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
you know, doesn't want to disappoint. Whereas I find the people that are absent a lot from work don't really think about the consequences of that on others.
No.
They're kind of in their own little world, a little bubble.
Yeah.
It's a lovely form of self-absorption.
Oh, that's, yeah.
So I would love to hear from our audience if you have dealt with or if you identify more with
this person,
uber responsible person mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. this slacker, or if you've ever experienced working with a slacker.
Yeah.
I mean,
do you think everyone has?
Oh, I think so.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's.
You see them in school.
Yes.
I mean, you see them in life
yes.
as you're growing up. You know, that one person who, you know, oh, I left my homework and oh, this project is, you know, going to have a few more days or, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. And, you know, you maybe are doing business with another company and the person they assign to you, your customer service rep, is
yes.
like this. We've all
yeah.
had that.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, well, they've been replaced. Your new person is blah, blah, blah. They don't last that long.
Uh-huh.
So when I see a resume where people are at a job for a year or 18 months or something,
mm-hmm.
I worry that is part of the reason.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, eventually maybe they'll find a job that they absolutely love and they care
yeah.
more. But, there is a certain part of the population that feels a job is just a job.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not their calling.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's not more important than who they are and their personal life.
Yeah.
yeah.
So they just don't put everything in it.
Or put almost nothing in it.
Right. They put the bare minimum in.
The bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and working for you isn't working for me. I think we call this the coaster.
Yes.
Right? They're usually very happy to plan the annual party or any party, any
right.
event, baseball game that's about leaving work
mm-hmm.
or to do, you know, pool for the lottery, but not so
yeah.
interested in the things that are related
doing
to
doing an extra project
yeah.
for the boss. Yeah, they're not
coming in over the weekend to help out.
Right. But they do get a certain amount of work done,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
Mm-hmm. Just enough.
Just
perhaps.
Enough.
Just enough to coast.
Right.
So what if you're the uber responsible person and you're paired up with a coaster? What
oh, it's
do you
a
do?
Problem.
Yeah.
And we hear that a lot. Yeah, we hear that a lot. I mean, what you have to do, and we've helped people like this, give them dates that are, you know, like if something is due on Tuesday, tell them it's due on Monday. And, you know, really, and then you have to stay on top of them.
Yeah. And you basically have to manage them.
Right. You have to manage their time.
Ugh.
I know. It's not fun. It's really not fun. And then you usually want to spend your time telling on them. I really had to do this for them. But this is the kind of thing, because you're actually not there, you know, you're not showing up. And even if this is a virtual job, you know, you still have to show up online. If you don't show up, that gets noticed.
Over time.
I think it does.
Yeah. Unless you're a relative of the boss or something.
Yeah, well, then you got another problem. Then I'm sure they're even meaner than a regular boss.
That's right.
Yeah.
So what can you tell us psychologically about this person? What's going on?
I think that, well, we talked about the self-absorption. Usually there's a general feeling I find with this kind of individual, they're trying to get away with not having to take responsibility. Mm-hmm. And they feel very put upon in the workplace. Mm-hmm. They feel like people always want something from them and they don't necessarily want to deliver. And ultimately they want to be taken care of. Mm-hmm. So in the workplace, they usually find people like the super responsible person to call and say, I can't make it today. Could you cover for me? You know, that kind of thing. Or they tell their boss all the sob stories. And that's what happened with our colleague, right? That her employee would call with the reasons that she couldn't make it to work on that day. So they basically solicit the pity or sympathy of others in order not to be held accountable.
Well.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
and there's a lot, there's a lot of very responsible people, and there's also a lot of very irresponsible people. And I think whenever my clients have to manage someone like this, I always say, cut the cords as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to really get better. I mean, you can give them an opportunity. I've seen people get incrementally better, but not, you know, that much.
Right, because it's usually a lifetime of slacking. It didn't just start happening when they joined the firm, right? That's how they've lived their lives. So it is very difficult. Sometimes people will have an awakening. I mean, this happens sometimes if someone has a substance abuse problem and they go into recovery, and in sobriety, they realize that they want to be an upstanding member of society. So then they change their behavior, but they do it with constant guidance.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what responsible looks like.
Right, right.
So do you think that there's always some sort of other problem like substance abuse?
I think there's a structural issue, which is a more like narcissism, where all that they experience is what they're not getting. You know, the narcissist, we always mistake narcissism for arrogance. What it really is an incomplete sense of self. And so the individual spends all their psychic energy trying to get other people to help them, to take care of them, to admire them, to tell them that they're great. And this is a version of that, I believe. Mm-hmm. Very often slackers are wounded narcissists and feel victimized and therefore don't, you know, think whatever I do, it won't make any difference anyway. Mm-hmm. So they really have to have some kind of awakening for that to change.
Wow.
That's what I think.
Well, you know, awakenings, they're not doled out all that often, I don't think. That's just sort of my observation.
No, not too often.
Yeah.
I think what happens is you want to be able to shake one of these people and wake them up, right?
Yeah.
If you're working with them. But you really can't. Logan, you're going, like you really know this person. Have you experienced this before?
In retail, probably.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of coworkers. Yeah, in retail, a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of people who were just standing and talk.
Yes.
Talk to our colleagues, talk to, you know, the client.
Right.
And just like, it could be chaos.
Right.
Complete chaos around them. And now they're just, you know.
Right.
Just talking away or on their phones or, you know,
I wonder also if, you know, if when you're uninspired by what you're doing, this could happen. And then you know, sort of the awakening you're talking about, I'm also thinking maybe they are, you know, when they finally find a job that is just so great for them.
Right, that they're passionate about. And
right, that they show up more.
I think that's a very good point. In order to do that, however, you would have to take responsibility for your career, right? And say, okay, I've screwed up three times. I've been fired now in every situation. I hate what I'm doing. What do I want to do? Mm-hmm. What am I willing to really go for and apply myself to? But that's a very good point. That if you do make that decision, that you can have a very happy ending.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. Join us next time for another version of My Crazy Office. Tweet us your stories and advice about handling absences at work and medical situations to Ask K2. Vote for us on Podcastland. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
And follow us on Instagram.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.